This is the control tower. May I repeat your mission? In 30 seconds, you get into the combat zone. The target for your drop bombs are Alpha, Victor, CBS, Sony, Toshiba, EMI, Columbia, Crown, Polydor, Canon, RVC, Wana, Pioneer, King, Japan, Polista, Disco May, Trio, Takuma, Kitty, SMS, Polygram, Pass, 4Life, Epic, Sony. And may I repeat your mission? Bomb all these and destroy them. Bomb all these and destroy them. Over. The spaceship champion is about to be on the glorious voyage. Everything set, everything on the go, continuing the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. And tonight, returning to the studio, Alex from Tokyo.
Moshi Moshi Tim.
How's it going, Alex?
Really good, Tim.
Yeah?
It's good to finally hook up.
So you have a new album that's out right now?
Yes. My project Tokyo Black Star. We released our album early April on Inner Visions, and the album is called Black Ships.
And you also have a party coming up here in New York?
Actually, we're working on it. There've been some changes and...
Oh, issues.
Exactly. Club issues.
Okay.
Never-ending club issues. But hopefully, you know, we're working on another party, another space, and yeah.
So for soon, you'll be doing that. Okay.
Definitely.
And then, so with the album, you also have a single for that, or what happened with, it was just released as the full album, or these two that you just handed me, were just the most recent ones, or?
Yeah, the first single from the album, I mean, came out like last December. It's the what was the name again?
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, the Beat Commander EP. Yeah, that was the the first single from the album with Game Over, the original mix, and
right.
The Loco Dice Tsukiji Market mix, and our favorite track Sepiafo.
And so you said you were just in Japan doing, did a live performance to celebrate it. So are you planning to take that out on the road a bit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a great challenge. We had a really good time. I think it was a good performance. Of course, we need to perfect it more and work on it more. But yeah, it's looking good for the future, and hopefully we'll be able to take the the live show all around the world.
All right. Well, let's get back to your DJing here, and
yes.
then we'll get back on the mic later on.
Definitely.
All right, Alex from Tokyo here, Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
We'll be right back. Thank you. What's wrong with the clothes I wear? What do you mean? cuts my hair. Freedom, that's what life's about. I'm living yours, don't try to live mine. I have nothing to prove. I'm this way because I want to be. Can't you accept me for what I am? I never claimed to be your perfect man. I'll accept you in your ways. You accept me in mine. Don't judge me. Is this the freedom for what we fought for so long to achieve? I don't think so. We need to come together. I'm sure it can be done. Divided as individuals, united as one. Freedom. That's what life's about. I'm living my life for me. You live yours for you. Don't judge me. I see hatred, no acceptance for those who are different. I don't understand. It's time for a new direction. Can't you just accept me for the way that I am?
Life for you. I'm living mine for me. Thank you. Too long. and you should get up. You've been sitting much too long, and you should get up. You've been sitting much too long, and you should get up. You've been sitting much too long, and you should get up.
Rise up, be a man.
Gotta be a man.
Rise up.
Gotta be a man. Gotta be a man.
Rise up.
Gotta be a man. Gotta rise up. Gotta be a man.
Rise up.
Gotta be a man. Gotta rise up. Gotta be a man.
Rise up
and be a man. Gotta rise up. Gotta be a man. Gotta be a man. Get up off your excuses. Put a shoulder to the wheel. The time you were losing could mean something. Standing on the corner, looking handouts every day. Don't be fools that hurt themselves. That's what the good books say. Come on. Gotta be a man, gotta be a man.
Rise up.
Gotta be a man, gotta be a man.
Gotta rise up
and be a man.
Gotta rise up.
Gotta be a man.
Rise up.
Gotta be a man, gotta be a man.
Rise up.
Gotta be a man.
Gotta rise up
and be a man.
Gotta rise up.
You've been sitting much too long, time you should get up. You've been sitting much too long, time you should get up.
You've been sitting much too long, time you should get up.
You've been sitting much too long, time you should get up.
Time waits for no one, that's what the poets say. Don't save for tomorrow, what can be done today? Don't let what your neighbor do ever get in your way. Just get together if you want a better way. Come on.
Rise up.
Gotta be a man. Gotta be a man.
Rise up.
Gotta be a man.
We'll be right back. this feeling is more than simple words can declare, and it can be found in anything, anywhere.
Black Star Shine. Thank you.
Listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with Alex from Tokyo.
1-2-1-2!
Thank you, Alex. That was great. And
thank you so much, Jim. It's always a pleasure, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
So you were saying that these tracks you played tonight were more things that influenced your album now that's out on Inner Visions.
Yeah, a good balance with a few like new tracks, you know, I've been really into lately, and I tried to mix them with like some of my favorite tracks, you know, across the board. You know, it's difficult, you know, in an hour to be eclectic and to make a nice story. But that's the idea behind the album as well. You know, to make it really free as much as we can, to be creative, imaginative, and I think it's the same for DJing. You know, especially on the radio. You know, play all kinds of different stuff. And
with this album, I know you said the artwork was a big part of it for you.
I mean,
what was the deal with the artwork? Because I didn't get to see the full thing yet.
Okay, but. I mean the visual part, you know, is really important. I mean, for any album, you know, I think, you know, sound comes, you know, with visual, and this time we collaborated with a really good friend of mine, a painter I really admire. His name is Tomokazu Matsuyama, and he's a Japanese painter, but he's been living in New York for a few years now. And yeah, he's really talented. And I gave him the album like last summer, and yeah, and he suggested the idea to make one painting per song. So in total, we have like 14 paintings for the songs and one painting for the cover artwork. And I have to say, it's really really beautiful, and we're really really like happily, and we were like so surprised because exactly he translated what we expressed, yeah, you know, in our music through his paintings, and we realized that we're doing the same thing, you know, on a different, right, you know, format, but we're doing the same thing, and just so beautiful, you know, to be able to collaborate with people like this.
So is it a booklet or is it like a fold out? How does it work?
It's a very special packaging.
Yeah.
It's a digipack, and inside you have a little booklet, which is more kind of like the art book,
yeah,
type of booklet with all the paintings in the order of the songs, with a little text about each other. I mean, yeah, it's the whole CD packaging is very special, and yeah, that was kind of like our idea with Inner Vision, yeah.
And you're saying, just going back to your DJ set before,
yes,
that the Patrick Cowley Sea Hunt was, yeah, a big one for you in the late '80s in Tokyo. Is that right?
Big classic. I mean, with some friends, we used to go to this club called The Bank. It was like a really small underground club in Roppongi, and yeah, I mean, that's...
So it was late 80s, I mean, they were doing disco there in Tokyo.
Totally. I mean, you know, a lot of the kind of like the big American DJs, especially the New York DJs, you know, were already coming to Tokyo.
When did that start happening, that they started bringing them over?
I mean, in the 80s, you know, Tokyo and New York, you know, have always been like very, you know, deeply connected in any sense, you know, fashion-wise as well. And, you know, Japan has been, you know, very Americanized as well, you know, since you know, World War II. So especially, you know, with music, there's always been like a really tight,
yeah,
connection. And yeah, I mean, I was able to really experience the whole, you know, acid house, like movement in Japan. And at the same time, you know, like big kind of like discos were playing, you know, everything from the US, you know, from yeah, hip hop to disco to funk to more kind of like pop rock stuff, you know. So I mean, I kind of like grew up in this very mixed, you know, and international kind of like culture in Tokyo, and those underground clubs, they were like really on point. And I mean, I remember like DJs like, you know, DJ Hero, Marbo, Katsuya, Heita, Nori, all those guys, you know, they were like already playing, and they highly influenced me. And yeah, and one of this track, the Patrick Cowley track, was a big Bank classic, and
really?
I still have goosebumps when I listen to it. You know, it's just strobe light, and yes.
And with the Japan scene from then and now,
yeah,
I mean, what what do you feel the difference is? I mean, it's just, has it gotten a lot bigger, or is it still?
It definitely got bigger. You know, in the mid '90s, there was like a big like techno explosion in Japan, and since then, you know, the scene has definitely gotten bigger. And I mean, Tokyo today is a little bit like London, where you have all those like different scenes. You know, it's very, very eclectic. And yeah, I mean, and the Japanese people, you know, I'm really pure, still really enthusiastic about the music. And it's a very special place, you know.
Yeah. Well,
And lots of Japanese, of course, influences, you know. I mean, in my DJ set tonight, playing, you know, with a few, you know, YMO related stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, I think in our album too, you know, there's a lot of that, you know, like growing up in Japan, you know, as a French boy, you know, but listening to all those different types of music, and especially, you know, YMO was really big back then, you know, in Japan. They were everywhere, you know. You know, like the first track, Steak Man Show, it was kind of like their kind of like fun little like radio joke show type of, you know. And yeah, so, they, you know, big influence. Like, there was social phenomenon, I think in Japan, you know, so.
And so you're still doing your weekly show.
Yes, on Shibuya FM. Yeah.
Shibuya FM.
Yeah, every Wednesday, 10 to 11. Yeah. Mm.
Then you have Tokyo Black Star album out.
Yes.
Right now. And then you said the second single is going to be this...
It's one of the tracks I played tonight. It's Powder Dreams. And on the B-side, there's going to be Caballero, which is the second track of the album. And there's going to be a remix from a Radio Slave. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, when do you think that's going to be?
It's going to be just before the summer, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tim.
All right. Well, I hope to have you back, you know, again.
Definitely.
Soon, all right?
Always a pleasure, man.
All right. Well, that's it for right now. Beats in Space, WNYU, 89.1 FM, New York, here with Alex from Tokyo.
Arigato, Tokyo Black Star in the house.